Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 3 weeks until the election, and Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are zeroing in on the largest battleground state of them all today, Pennsylvania. Correspondent Scott McFarland says the vice president is focused on winning over reluctant black men.
She's released a comprehensive set of policies and priorities, she says, for young black voters. Things to help with economic opportunity, education opportunity, things that may appeal to a cross-section of voters she needs to make inroads with.
The former president will make an appearance in suburban Philadelphia. CBS's Libby Caffey.
Now, while this town hall tonight has been billed to focus on the economy and inflation, really in the last couple weeks, days, he has made the home stretch message one of anti-immigration, really using fear-based rhetoric to paint a picture of what the nation would look like under Kamala Harris. He says the whole country would be a migrant camp.
Millions of Israelis rushed to shelters today as sirens sounded across the central portion of the country, warning of incoming projectiles from Lebanon. The IDF says all were intercepted a day after another hit its target in northern Binyamina. Correspondent Ramy Innocencio is there.
That drone hit the dining hall of the Golani military base, smashing a hole through the roof, killing at least four soldiers and wounding dozens. The base is used to train the Israeli military's raw recruits just about 20 miles south of Haifa.
One person's been killed, several hurt after a tree fell on some train tracks in southern New Jersey. CBS News Philadelphia's Waukesha Bailey is in Mansfield.
Just after 6 this morning, a Riverline train traveling southbound from Trenton struck a tree on the tracks. The crash happened north of Roebling Station. 42 passengers were on board. 23 sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The train operator was killed.
NASA's Europa Clipper is just about ready to set sail for Jupiter and its moon in a bid to find life beyond Earth. The Clipper will peek beneath the moon's icy crust. Scientists believe there's an ocean sloshing near the surface. Now to the nation's capital, where they're getting ready to welcome a couple of very special bears.
Washington is waiting on the arrival of two new giant pandas from China. Qingbao and Baoli are expected to fly in any time now on a FedEx Panda Express cargo jet. When they arrive, they get a police escort to the National Zoo, which is basically like a panda motorcade. And the zoo's getting ready to give them a royal welcome. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
If you can't make it to D.C., you can watch Bo Lee and Shin Yeung from home on Panda Cam. The Dow is up 166 points this Columbus Day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fund has been established for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter. Maxwell Bear died in a motorcycle crash last week. A procession honoring Bear was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council's boycott appears to be ending. There are votes scheduled for tomorrow night on proposals aimed at changing how the council sets its agenda. If the council can return to normal operations, they'll address several items at tomorrow's meeting, including votes related to the Bell City Square redevelopment project and parking fee waivers for holiday shopping. A major police training event is scheduled this week at Westridge Elementary in Mount Pleasant. Police say the exercise won't impact traffic on Emerson, but people are being advised to avoid the area if possible. And the National Weather Service is warning about waterspouts. Conditions are good for them to form on Lake Michigan today and tomorrow. Boaters especially are being told to exercise caution due to the potentially dangerous conditions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and sound like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got to be pretty good by good football. football team. But, you know, lost the takeaway battle, 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers, 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back, Tawie Walker, rushed for 198 yards and three touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really, really, really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work. And if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sun today and crisp temperatures still in place, with highs only reaching the mid-50s. We've got chances of scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm once again this afternoon and into the evening. Overnight lows fall to near 40, and the wet weather continues through tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
I wanted to just mention off that weather forecast, if you take the kids out to the lake today, no swimming, do not swim. There's chances of water spouts today and tomorrow. So if you do go to the beach, don't go in the water, but take the camera. Hey, it's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story on WRJN, and to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, just call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's, and
you know, locked away inside each of us is a recollection of at least one very special holiday, right? Often a scene from childhood, as is this next. A fond Christmas memory of a winter long past. Charlie was 10, and school was out. Christmas vacation. Family would spend the holiday in the country. A light snow was falling. Charlie pressed his nose against the window glass. How unlike the big city where traffic blackened the white loveliness almost before it touched the street. But here all was quiet, cottony white. How would Charlie like to go out for a car ride in the snow, his mother asked. And Charlie would like that very much. So the boy and his mother got into the car and they drove off down the snow-laden lane. Even the tiniest little twigs on the barren trees glistened. And Charlie wondered what made the ice cling like that. He listened to the squeaky crunch of the snow under the car tires, and the snow began falling more heavily. A mile or so down the road was a gentle curve. Mother knew it was there. She drove slowly, approaching it. I suppose it had to be a patch of ice which caused the automobile to slide off to the side into the shallow snowdrift. Anyway, Charlie thought it was fun. His mother's smile shifted into reverse. But no traction. The wheels were spinning. Mother is now no longer smiling. But Charlie didn't even wait to be asked. He opened the door, climbed out into the snow. He said, I'll push. And he scampered around to the front of the car. But again, mother stepped on the accelerator, and yet her son's effort to resist didn't help, at least not enough, and the automobile stayed there, stuck. But it was all right, mother said. There was a house not far away. Strangers, and yet surely friendly. So hand in hand, young Charlie and his mother started walking. Snow is falling more heavily now. It seemed a very long way up the slippery lane, but at long last, in a vague silhouette against the gray-white sky, the big house loomed before them. Mother knocked on the door. Moments later, it was answered by a lady with a kindly face. And yes, of course, Charlie and his mother could come in, and yes, of course, they could use the telephone. The lady nodded in apparent concern as they related the details of their predicament, and it wasn't long before somebody came to rescue the adventurer's mother and son. Doesn't sound like a very special holiday, but it was. To us now, it doesn't sound particularly extraordinary. And yet, to Charlie's mother, and especially to young Charlie, it was an extraordinary occasion. For during that Christmas season of 1958, at Sandringham in England, a little boy of 10 learned what it was like to be ordinary. And that was really most remarkable in itself. For all of the pomp and the ceremony which has followed him since, there is that one halcyon scene from his childhood, that one adventure-filled afternoon meant only for him and his mother. And he'll never forget the look on the face of the kind lady at Anmer Hall when two visitors came to call, a mother and son seeking refuge from the snow. Elizabeth, the Queen of England, and little Charles, age 10, the heir to the throne. Now you know his favorite Christmas recollection. Now that you know the rest of the story.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. And open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now and now my life has changed in oh so many ways.
Local news, timeless. This right here at WRJN, and one of my favorite singers from the 60s, the totally underrated but awesome Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Just Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, yeah, I'm still delivered. I'm yours. Here I am, baby. Oh, you got my feelings again. I'm yours, baby. Here I am, baby. You got my feelings again. I'm yours, baby. I've done a lot of foolish things that I really did.
Local news, and now, Timeless Hits on WRJ and Stevie Wonder, signed, sealed, delivered. I am yours. And today, well, we are trying to make up for me being gone last week. I am so sorry about that, but I had a mother-in-law that I had to go down into San Diego and say, you have to leave this beautiful, beautiful part of America where it's perfect 360 days out of the year, with palm trees and an ocean and some really cool Mexican food. And then you've got to move to Wisconsin in the fall, right next to winter. And I know you hate snow, but you got to move, which did not go over well. So what was the motive of the trip to convince my mother-in-law she had to move? What actually happened? Nothing. Nothing. Made her an offer she can't refuse, and it turns out she did. And we also have Artist of the Day. It's a contest that we have where you win an actual album, platter, come on, vinyl, 833. And you can win it today. One person did. They've got, we had the Beatles earlier because we were going to do it last Wednesday because it's John Lennon's birthday. So we didn't because I was gone. So we are doubling up today and tomorrow. Four chances to win the next 2 days. So we had a winner earlier this morning, and just a huge congratulations to my winner, Annette from Kenosha, Annette Donegan. And now sometime this hour, the clock is ticking, somebody's going to win if they're my fifth caller and they hear Simon and Garfunkel's America, because last week it was Paul Simon's birthday. So our phone number, the phone number to win is 262-634-WRJN. And when you call that, you're my fifth caller, you're going to get an album from Simon and Garfunkel, or maybe an album from Paul Simon, but it's going to be right in that neighborhood from Time and Again. And I love that store with Ray, Time and Again. Absolutely awesome vinyl, memories, everything. They're in Sturtevant, and they're your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. At the end of this month, the drawing will be October 25th. Somebody's going to win a record player to play your vinyl on, because what the heck? Win vinyl and then not have an album or not have a record player? Okay, we're going to make that up to you as well. So that's all coming up before 1 o'clock here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. A long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la,
hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now my boyfriend's back.
Boy, boy,
look out now.
My boyfriend's back.
Boy, well, I can see him coming, so you better get up running all right now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. Love this song. It's the Jay and the Americans, and I don't think I've played this in a long time. I hope you like that.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other.
And timeless hits right here on WRJN. The Beach Boys, Help Me Rhonda, and coming up, Simon and Garfunkel's America. Now, once you hear the hook of this song, you'll know who it is, but the way it starts, the minute you hear Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, you'll know who they are. Plus, if you watch the movie Almost Famous, the movie is featured in the song, but those of you who remember 1965, the album Bookends. Yeah, and the song itself, America, was written from a road trip that Paul Simon took back in 1964 with a girlfriend whose name I don't dare even try to pronounce because it's like the S word, the SH. Yeah, that word. But it's I think it's almost pronounced that way, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to mispronounce that name and then get in trouble from the boss. But when you hear that song before 1 o'clock, be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. And you'll win a vinyl album from that artist, thanks to Time and Again, Music and More, and Sturdivant. They are your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And also because Ray is so cool. That's his shop. He is awesome, and I love him dearly. Although, don't tell his wife, okay? He is always open in Sturdivant from 1 p.m. till 6 p.m. every day but Sunday. Just throwing that out there. Go there, check out those vinyl antique treasures. And they all work, they play. They're guaranteed from Ray. All righty, so now we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with stops in Green Bay and Eau Claire. He tells Good Morning America why he's running.
I watched Donald Trump dismiss the COVID pandemic. I watched him drive an economy into the ground. And I watched Joe Biden and Kamala Harris pick those pieces up.
Also in Wisconsin today, First Lady Jill Biden is in Madison. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee. Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and La Crosse on Thursday. Elon Musk's Political Action Committee has taken over a big share of Donald Trump's get-out-the-vote efforts in Wisconsin. Musk's America PAC is reportedly working with the far-right dark money group Turning Point Action. Their combined efforts are said to be focusing on people they've identified as Trump supporters who haven't voted recently. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. More charges could be filed against a Kenosha County educational assistant, with those charges possibly coming from Racine County. Anna Marie Crocker is on administrative leave after being charged with multiple offenses, including first-degree sexual assault of a child under 13. The allegations involve both a current student and a former student. An alleged situation with the former student could lead to the Racine County District Attorney getting involved. Authorities have identified two male victims and are looking into the potential for more. There's a pre-planned police event at a school this week in Racine County. A first responder training event is taking place this week at Westridge Elementary. It'll run tomorrow through Thursday. Mount Pleasant police say while the exercise won't impact traffic on Emerson, people are being advised to steer clear of the school grounds if they can. Watch out for waterspouts today. The National Weather Service says waterspouts are likely to form on Lake Michigan today and tomorrow. The spouts can generate dangerous conditions on the water, prompting authorities to advise caution for those going out on a boat. If you do see one, make note. People are encouraged to report any waterspout observations to the National Weather Service. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More clouds than sun today and crisp temperatures still in place, with highs only reaching the mid-50s. We've got chances of scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm once again this afternoon and into the evening. Overnight lows fall to near 40, and the wet weather continues through tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Baby, it's so far away. Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
The one you win.
and Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. I'm playing all my favorite songs today. How'd that happen? Must be some kind of a mistake. Badger football, by the way, back in action this Saturday at Northwestern. Oh, we've got it 11 a.m. with a pregame at 9. You can listen to them live.
I knew that For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Tell me how you see her.
Awesome. Shine Lights. Have you seen her? Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles and local news. And Mike Clemens is back with sports right here on WRJN. I was just checking the time here. And I noticed that it was almost 1 o'clock. And this song sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it?
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for a man. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for. Playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine. And the moon rose over an open field. Lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America.
Alrighty, there you go. There was the song, Simon and Garfunkel, America. And I hope you enjoyed that. It's on the album Bookends. It was also in the movie Almost Famous. And the jingle. Forgot I had a jingle there. Oh, that's terrible. Congratulations to my winner, Tom Hernke of Caledonia. Buddy, I'm glad you won. This is awesome. I think it's one of my first winners from Caledonia, too. Didn't know anybody was listening out there. I appreciate that. Congratulations, Tom.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A NASA spacecraft is on its way to one of Jupiter's moons.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff.
The Europa Clipper left Kennedy Space Center last hour.